from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, May 27th. Coming up, a new campus in the Quad Cities was supposed to boost enrollment at Western Illinois University. Instead, the opposite has happened. We'll learn more from a pair of reporters in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. An estimated 2,000 friends, family, and first responders filled a church in Decatur yesterday for the funeral of Champaign Police Officer Chris Oberheim. He was killed last week while answering a domestic disturbance call. While the funeral was private, the public was encouraged to come out and view the procession that followed. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
Bagpipes playing in the Maranatha Church parking lot marked the end of the private funeral service and the beginning of the procession to the burial site. Ronnie Reynolds stood across the street from the church to watch with his wife Lynn and a large American flag.
It's a privilege for us that the Lord has given us this time that we can come down here and pay our respects and support the police officers in our community and in the state.
The procession was led by a motorcade of police vehicles representing departments from across Illinois and several neighboring states. They escorted Oberheim's body to Monticello for burial at the township cemetery. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Governor J.B. Pritzker claims that in order for the state budget to not suffer painful reductions in spending, the General Assembly should cut nearly $1 billion in corporate tax loopholes. But one of those tax incentives on the chopping block is actually a tax credit for Illinoisans who donate to organizations that award non-public school student scholarships. Jan Williams is the principal of St. Patrick Catholic School in Springfield. The group has partnered with the scholarship-granting organization Empower Illinois to provide scholarships. Williams says she's worried the proposed budget cut could reduce the total number of scholarships awarded.
We've already heard from, I think we have 10 or 12 donors that have donated to Empower for next school year. They've already donated this year, and they're not happy.
State lawmakers are also debating whether to extend the tax credit program beyond its scheduled end date of January 2023. Federal prosecutors are alleging former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's chief of staff lied to a grand jury. Tony Arnold has that story.
Prosecutors gave Tim Mapes immunity to talk to a federal grand jury back in March. It was part of their corruption investigation into Commonwealth Edison's bribery scheme aimed at influencing Madigan. But prosecutors now allege Mapes lied when he testified he didn't know anything about ComEd's top lobbyist performing work for Madigan or acting as Madigan's messenger. It was well known that lobbyist was a close confidant of Madigan's. An attorney for Mapes says he was responding to vague and imprecise questions and that the case isn't about his client at all, but about the government's continued pursuit of his former boss, Michael Madigan. I'm Tony Arnold.
Champaign County public health officials reported 32 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The number of active cases fell slightly from Tuesday to 216, but the number of county residents hospitalized with COVID-19 jumped from 4 to 14. Nearly 80,000 Champaign County residents are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Health officials say that's more than 47% of the vaccine-eligible population and 41% of the county's total population. Still to come, a closer look with ongoing issues with Western Illinois University's campus in the Quad Cities. We'll get that story coming up next on 217 Today.
Healthcare has never been more important as the coronavirus pandemic continues to touch every aspect of our lives. I'm Christine Herman, health reporter for Illinois Newsroom, working to make sense of what's going on with rich storytelling and helpful analysis for listeners across the state. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Western Illinois University began offering classes in the Quad Cities in the late 1960s. After years of hosting classes in various locations, the university opened a riverfront campus in Moline in 2014. The complex was supposed to allow Western to grow in the Quad Cities, but instead enrollment has shrunk, and that's led some leaders in the Quad Cities to criticize the university's direction. WVIK in the Quad Cities and Tri-State's Public Radio in Macomb collaborated to take a look at what's happening with the campus. WVIK's Herb Trix begins our story.
When the new president took over at Western Illinois University on January 1st, he already faced some serious challenges, including falling enrollment and unreliable state support. But then Guiyu Huang began hearing from business and government leaders in the Quad Cities that they were very unhappy with Western Illinois University and thinking about possible replacements. Moline Mayor Stephanie Acree was the most vocal critic. She said after the meeting with President Huang that his plans focused on Macomb and not enough on the Quad Cities.
When I look at the strategy, you know, I see some components of, you know, some kind of feeder courses for finishing at Macomb and then some adult courses. But that's not our vision. That's not our vision for that campus.
Acree said when the Quad Cities campus expanded into new buildings on the Moline Riverfront, she was led to expect an enrollment goal of 3,000, but she says that hasn't happened. And for her city to grow and prosper, Mayor Acree said it needed what she called a university that has a diverse academic program and a diverse student body. Western's leadership team says that's in the works. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger has that part of the story.
President Huang says the university is committed to the Quad Cities campus. He told the Board of Trustees in March that during his first few months on the job, he visited the campus 7 times. I hope that tells you something. 7 times in 70 days, that's a lot of time spent on the campus. And he says he's been back a number of times since then. Dr. Huang says Western has many good ideas for the campus, and those will be reflected in the new strategic plan that the university is developing. Christy Mindrup agrees that Huang has shown interest in the Quad Cities. Mindrup is the WIU administrator who oversees the campus. She told the board that Western's leadership team is a constant presence there, whether in person or online.
I think that shows a commitment to the Quad Cities campus, both in our words and what we're saying, but also in our actions and the way we interact with each other on a day-to-day basis.
Mindrup says Western has developed partnerships in the Quad Cities that many people might not know about. She says, for example, the School of Engineering has formed numerous partnerships through the years with K-12 schools as well as community colleges in the region. While enrollment for the campus remains a concern, Bill Thompson says some of Western's challenges in the Quad Cities were beyond the university's control.
The fact that Rauner fiscally assaulted us and that resulted in a, you know, 2-year disaster with our finances. And then there's also all the questions about just declining demographic enrollment. The University of Iowa is only 50 miles away.
Thompson is president of the union that represents faculty at Western. He says the union wants both campuses to thrive. He says the question is, how does Western make that happen? Here's another question. What does the Illinois Board of Higher Education think of the kerfuffle over the Quad Cities campus? Well, we don't know. We contacted the board via email several times seeking information. Spokesperson Melissa Hahn initially replied that the board was busy with strategic planning. She did not respond at all to other requests for an interview. Among other things, we wanted to ask the board who officially owns the campus and whether the state could transfer it to another institution. Ultimately, WVIK's Herb Trix received an answer from a local source.
According to the Rock Island County Clerk, Western Illinois University owns the Quad Cities campus in Moline. The information is included on the assessor's property tax website. And according to university leaders, Western Illinois University intends to stay. The controversy over its performance or lack of performance in the Quad Cities seems to have died down since the first reports in February and March, partly because Stephanie Acree lost her bid for re-election as mayor of Moline in April, and perhaps the possible winding down of the pandemic. And the development of an updated strategic plan under Western's new leadership will help the university raise its enrollment in the Quad Cities. I'm Herb Trix.
And I'm Rich Egger.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see partly cloudy skies today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 82 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Derek Cantu, Tony Arnold, Herb Trix, and Rich Egger. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.